52 past the hour. Let's land this thing. Let's have a conversation, Riley, about Brokeback Mountain. I guess there's some concern amongst the filmmakers or maybe the actors as to whether or not America will accept this movie, not as a gay movie, but as a romance movie. There's also some concern on behalf of some people as to whether or not Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, will be looked at differently for the rest of their careers. I don't know. You would hope that America was progressive enough on that level that we have some basic sense of acceptance of gay relationships. I mean, given that almost half of the country feel, or more than half, feels that civil unions or gay marriage would be okay. It's amazing to me that this is even a question in a country that is supposed to be civilized at this point in history. But
Right. But never underestimate the noise that can be made from the American right.
Oh, I believe that it will not win the hearts of the middle of America. I believe that this movie will not go over well because of that, because of homophobia, because of just general discomfort that people have with gay people in general, whether they accept them or not. I think it's going to stifle them from going, and I'm ashamed to say that, but I believe that's true.
Well, yeah, it probably is. However, and you can always hope that in different cities and towns across America, yeah, there will be groups of people, both gay and straight, who will go see this because they want to see what it really is all about, whether it's good filmmaking. Yep. Why not use the same criteria you use for any other movie to judge this one?
Well, we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Yeah, there's been a long history of gay westerns that people don't realize. I've got a few right here.
Here you go.
Of course, everyone remembers The Good, the Bad, and the Fabulous.
Oh!
How about Dances with Ralph? Anybody? How about Death Valley Gays? Who doesn't remember that one? Come on. By Noon? What do you guys got in the booth there?
Well, we got Custer's Last Gland. Remember that one?
Sure, that was great. I enjoyed that one. That got a little nasty at the end.
He wore a yellow boa. That was my favorite.
Oh, that's very nice.
Jeremiah's Johnson. Wild Wild West Village.
Oh, boy. I can't even do that.
Did we forget about the cat fight at the OK Corral? Yeah, that was a great movie.
No, the one you forgot about was A Fisting Full of Dollars.
Yeah. That was a breakthrough. Breakthrough.
Oh, and you wonder why Larry Kramer says they hate us.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, Jim. That could go either way. I don't want these to seem that we're isolating a specific gender in this.
And there was real sympathetic characters created in movies like They Died with Their Pumps On.
Don't forget the Magnificent 7 Inches.
I think that's actually a movie. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, fellas.
Thanks for that contribution, Jim Earl.
Yeah, my favorite was The Ass Whisperer. here we go. Let's do the clip notes. For those of you just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's morning. You know, we're just having fun. Come on, don't take offense. It's all fun. I'm kind of gay. All right, here we go. It's time for today's morning edition cliff notes. House and Senate negotiators reached an agreement to extend the Patriot Act, but Democratic Senator Russ Feingold is threatening a filibuster to block it. Republicans weren't surprised Feingold has threatened a filibuster. Transcripts of wiretaps on his phone told them that he would do it 3 weeks ago. How are you going to follow that? Yeah, how are you going to follow what we just did? The Patriot Act is critical to winning the war on terrorism. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said the president urges both houses of Congress to act promptly to pass a critical piece of legislation. The only way we as a government can stop terrorists from disrupting and destroying the freedoms we hold dear is to disrupt and destroy them ourselves before they get a chance. Several San Francisco police officers faced discipline after making videos that officials called sexist, racist, and homophobic for an office Christmas party. The officer who made the video is now under suspicion, a move that should give him enough time to develop his new series on Fox, America's Funniest Racist Cop Videos. This is a dark day, an extremely dark day in the history of the San Francisco Police Department, said Police Chief Heather Fong, who apparently isn't nearly as funny as her name. All right. The phrase of the day, just drop it into conversation. Joseph Lieberman might become Secretary of Defense. Sure, put the Jewish guy in charge of the Middle East war. Al-Qaeda won't make any propaganda out of that, right? Right? Wake up, sheeple. The only advantage to Bush is he'd finally be able to blame something on a Democrat. So, Riley, by next week, hopefully I'll know about the future of my life here on Air America in terms of whether or not I'm actually going to be kept on and be doing a show out of California or not. We'll be able to talk a little bit more about your show, and we're going to be able to put Morning Sedition down in a graceful and dignified way. We're going to have a lot of fun next week.
Wait a minute. With people like Barbara Boxer, David Poland, Robert Reich, Eric Bogosian, Susan Sarandon, and Kevin Pollak?
Yes, sir.
All of them, Air America Radio.